This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Now it's time to ask the CLO, Chief Love Officer Steve Harvey. LaToya in Chesapeake says, my husband hired a young lady to clean our house, and I found out it's his ex's niece. He told me after the fact and said he hired her because she needs the money. I called the young lady and fired her. Was I wrong for how I handled this?
Yeah, you was, but then I understand.
Yeah, I get it now.
You know, first of all, hear how stupid he is. How he know his ex's niece need a job?
Yeah, that's it right there.
That's the problem he got with making that high.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How you up?
And why would he tell the wife, this is my ex's niece?
Mm-hmm. Most stupid.
Yeah.
I just don't understand.
She was already hired, and he told her.
Why you drag them matches in your house and start your own campfire? I don't understand that, man. That's crazy.
Dumb. Yeah.
So was she wrong for how she handled it?
No, not really.
Okay.
She gonna fix that. But her deeper problem is how her husband, he's damn stupid. I hate when men do stupid stuff because it make it bad for us. You know, because now, you know, even our real, genuine, good stuff, that's why I be getting questioned. Because there's so many stupid track records out here. Just.
But he shouldn't be over housekeeping, no way. He shouldn't be hiring and firing.
What he hiring housekeepers for?
Yeah, that's a good point.
Housekeeper.
But why you in this?
Mm-hmm. All right, moving on.
He like me coming to the house talking about baby, found a new housekeeper.
Ooh, she fold clothes good.
Boy, I don't even know how to explain that.
With all you got to do,
how you out hiring housekeepers? Where you find her at, Steve?
Who told you about her?
Yeah.
What?
How'd you find out about her?
Yeah.
Oh.
Go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
I'm listening.
Who told you about Kiki? Go ahead. Finds people like that.
Yeah.
You're in trouble. That's your answer.
Yeah. All right, Kurt in Garland writes, I was painting a table in our garage, and a lady from down the street walked by and struck up a conversation. My wife knows the lady well, but she still caught an attitude and said I talked to her too long. What was I supposed to do, ignore her?
Yeah, put that brush down and carry your ass in the house.
Put that damn brush down.
Carry your ass in the house. Act like you wasn't even out there. Hey, Steve, how you doing? Okay, I see what's happening here. Drop the paintbrush, go in the house.
And lock the door.
Yeah, he was talking to her too long.
All right, moving on.
Man, let me tell you something. You can't explain women, dog. There's no explanation. I don't know why. If I knew why, do you know how much money I'd have right now if I could write the book to help you understand or explain women? Do you know how much money I'd have? Do you know the person who could write that book, how much money they'll have? You can't write that book. It ain't nothing in there. Because I don't care what you say. She got a reason why you don't need to be talking to that lady. Why are you painting your table outside in the garage when she walked by and she started the conversation?
Wait.
But what is you talking to her for, though?
Wait, Steve. Let the garage door down. Push the button.
Yeah.
interface.
Yeah.
You mean Tim? You wrote books before. You got books. You don't.
Yeah. All my books about men.
All right. Moving on to Zaria and Sumter. Zaria writes, I will be 24 in September, and I'm planning to go to a cabin in the mountains with my boyfriend. My dad said it's giving wife vibes, and we've been dating 3 years, so it's time to think about marriage. Is this old school thinking, or is he right?
Well, I mean, what do you want out of the relationship? You could call it old school thinking, but that's why some of y'all need to start thinking. I mean, if you've been in a relationship for 3 years, where y'all going? Why are you in it this long? If you don't want nothing else out of it, you should be dating other people.
Not true.
But if you're in a relationship for 3 years and you want to get a cabin in the mountains, you know, I mean, your daddy right. What y'all want? What? A lot of women protect themselves by saying, I don't want nothing. We just, okay, then cool.
Some women who really don't, you know.
If you don't want nothing, then that's cool.
Yeah.
And you can call your daddy old-fashioned, because he just may be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And she's 24,
but,
so. Mm-hmm. They've been together.
Old-fashioned work.
Yeah. Somebody can be hollering in these mountains, though. That's what I do know.
Wow.
You just say anything. Do you run it through a filter?
Every time I've been to the mountains, I've been in there hollering. I don't know why y'all acting like that. Man, please.
All right, last one, Steve. Last one. This is from Ruth Ann in Bethesda. My son and daughter.
I can't tell you how old this is. Ruth Ann in Bethesda.
Yeah, in Bethesda.
This sounds like a biblical story. Go ahead.
Well, she says, my son and daughter-in-law have a new small dog. They let him play on the furniture, so I said that I didn't want to sit anywhere the dog had been. She said that I was rude, and my son asked me to apologize. For what? How is that rude?
Wait a minute. Were they at your house?
No, they were at their
house.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, lady, I'm sorry. You can't. They can do what they want to do at their house.
Right.
That's their house.
Yeah. She didn't want to sit anywhere if the dog had been.
You walk in there talking about you don't want to sit nowhere the dog been. Well, the dog been everywhere.
Everywhere.
Yep.
You going in there and stand in the kitchen then. We're going to be in here watching TV, mama.
And,
wow. Huh?
What? Who is that?
Huh? Say, mama, what?
She's in the kitchen. Because she don't want
to be nowhere near the door.
Mama, you ought to see this in here.
Okay. All right. Thank you, CLO.
Mama, come here. Come here, mama. They're shooting.
Coming up in the top of the hour, we'll have some entertainment news for you.
I ain't
you
coming
right
in there where that dog at.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show on 97.1 QMG.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.